Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moreno will join us in just a few minutes. Let's get rolling. Let's have some fun. God, I mean, there's so much stuff happening over the weekend. And really, honestly, watching this whole thing go down with Trump is pseudo-comedy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love it. MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DFG, all of them are all over this thing with Trump, and I think it's hilarious. They talk about the documents. Look at the documents. The documents, the documents, the documents. And never a word about Biden's documents. Never a word about the fact that, you know what we're finding out now, that some of those who have seen the docs that the FBI have put out, have you caught the fact that the Dems are kind of quiet right now? Anybody? You know why? Because now they're finding out, and you know, some of them, they couldn't take the documents out of there, obviously. Or we're told they couldn't. I don't think really couldn't. And now they're looking at them and they're saying, wait a minute. There's a problem here. Look at this. The Burisma executive who allegedly paid Biden has audio recordings. It says so in the document. He's got recordings of conversations with Joe and Hunter Biden. So the FBI knew it. They have a copy of it. They have a copy of the I don't know if they have a copy of the audio yet. Right? Oh, there's 17 of these audio recordings. And he kept them as an insurance policy. Now, why is it that the FBI hasn't let us... Why haven't they moved on it? I'm curious. They haven't moved on him. They haven't moved on the information they got from Epstein. They haven't moved on the information about Hillary's email server. I mean, I can list like 15. I'm not going to, but I can list like 15 things. No movement. Absolutely none. And you want us to believe that everything was above board. The election and all, right? Now, Grassley, Republican from Iowa, revealed from the Senate floor, he said to be a redacted reference to the FBI-generated FD-1023 form. It alleged criminal bribery scheme between then-Vice President Joe Biden and a foreign national that was involved in influencing U.S. policy decisions. Let that sink in. And then all we hear about is Trump's 32 allegations of espionage. He was a spy, apparently. That's what that means. You know that, right? Now they're claiming basically because the American people have been dumbed down to the point where they don't even know what it means. They're trying to claim that he was a spy. How exciting. Fox News Digital exclusively reported last week that the FT 1023 form dated June 30th, 2020. 2020, hello, 2020, right? 3 years ago. Is the FBI's interview with a highly credible confidential source who detailed multiple... They said he's highly credible. Who detailed multiple meetings and conversations that he or she had with top or Israel executives. That started in 2015. Hello? Anybody home? But listen, it's all about Trump. Everything's about Trump. Because they don't want you to know about this. Right? Grassley said the form 1023 had a redacted reference that Burisma executive possessed 15 audio recordings of phone calls between himself and Hunter Biden. Went on to say there were two more with Joe Biden, specifically with Joe Biden. And he kept them as an insurance policy to keep him from going to jail. He also claimed from the Senate floor, or I should say, he smashed the FBI for not complying with House Oversight Committee's subpoena. He said the Congress still lacks a full, complete picture in respect to what the document really says. He's right. I mean, truly and honestly, they have a right to see everything the FBI is doing. They oversee every part of the FBI. So I don't know. I mean, seriously. They don't need to have, if they give it to the executive team of the committee, then there doesn't need to be any redactions. Absolutely none. The 1023 produced that the House committee redacted, that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter states that he has the audio recordings, 17 in total. I mean, come on. Are you serious? This is again, proof positive that it's not even a dual justice system, right? It's an injustice system. Right now, it's totally an injustice system. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, but you can only be part of the solution if you're informed. If you're not informed, you are the problem. You aren't just part of the problem. You are the spark of the problem. You're the fuel of the problem. Get informed before you open your mouth, okay? We'll make it really simple for you. All right, let me bring her in. Kimberly Murren joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me and Kimberly. How are we doing there in New England?
We're doing good.
Yeah?
Doing very good.
What's what's the temperature on the street? You know, people from Maine to New Hampshire have a whole different look and feel when it comes to politics.
Yeah, that's for sure. All the candidates, because we're first in the nation state, quote unquote, all the candidates, I'm getting slammed with emails. Oh, come to this event or come to that event. I'm like, oh, good Lord, no. No. I can't do it this time around.
So who's a woman running in the Democrat?
Marianne Williamson.
Marianne Williamson. You know what?
Crazy,
I would go.
No. Listen.
You got to go just for the, if for no other reason, just for the entertainment of it all.
Now, come on. Do you know how many of these fools I've gone to just for the entertainment?
Wait a minute. Tell me she wouldn't be fun to watch.
But without being able to talk, no. Without me not being able to speak and comment back, no.
Oh, God.
She's insane.
I'd be going, oh, Marianne, I can feel the energy. I feel that, whatever that positive thing you were talking about.
I wouldn't be able to say it with a straight face.
I wouldn't either, but it would be fun.
I know people who've gone to see her. I couldn't.
Did they come back scratching their heads, trying to figure out if they need a universal translator to figure out what she said?
Oh, they would never vote for her, but they, you know, went to see her anyway. She was literally a couple towns over from me. I could have went to see her. I can't do it. I've had to see so many candidates over the years that, which, you know, in some ways is really great. Well, at least I used to think it was really great. But it's just kind of obnoxious. And it sort of interferes with our elections here because, you know, oh, we got to get all this money out there. We got to give money, you know. So it sort of interferes with our stuff.
Hmm.
I don't like it.
So, all right, big news over the weekend that President Trump apparently is a spy for Russia, Ukraine,
what?
Burisma, and the rest of them. Well, think about it. Every charge they brought him up on is an espionage charge.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's under the Espionage Act, right? So
yep.
What is espionage for the people that are not well-informed, that didn't pay attention in government/history class? Basically, they're calling him a spy.
Right.
Right? Yeah, I know, right? I mean, who do we have? What was that schmuck that was sleeping with the Chinese spy?
Swalwell.
Yeah, Sewell. Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's right.
Swaller, that's what I call him. Anyway, I can't either. And yet, what they gave him a pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but the Republicans got in and kicked him off the committee, though, which he should have never been on.
For the most part, they gave him a pass, right?
Yeah.
You had, who was the other one? Not Pelosi. Dianne Feinstein. Her chauffeur of 20 years was a Chinese spy.
Chinese spy.
All right? I mean, really, is the FBI that dull that they didn't know?
She doesn't even know what a day it is worse than Biden.
Yeah, that's
can you
true,
only
true.
Imagine what he got from her?
Oof. And then who else was it? There was another one. What did Schiff, what was he? Yeah, Schiff, I can't remember him. All right,
he was
anyway.
Just born.
He's guilty of being a moron. I can get behind that. Yeah, no problem. But Grassley came out. Apparently, they brought more than one document to this little skiff thing for all the people on the committee. And, you know, they're looking at the document. They can't take it with them, but it's been somewhat redacted. And Grassley comes out and says, in the document, it states that there are 17 audio recordings. 15 of them with Hunter Biden, 2 with Joey B. himself. And the guy said the reason he kept the tapes, or the audio recordings, was as an insurance policy in case they try to hang something on him, he would have something to hang on them.
Yeah.
Right? Now, think about this. They've had this info since 2020.
I think they had it longer than that, didn't they?
You might be right, but here's the deal. According to the document, they put this whole thing together. The document is dated June 30th, 2020. That's 23 years ago, almost 23 years. I mean, almost 3 years ago, right? The sheet says it's a highly credible, confidential source.
They knew
and
about
it talks about
it
starting in 2015.
Yeah. They knew about this during the 2020 election.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, and
that's how you know the FBI is not for America.
No, not anymore. No, I agree with you.
Nope.
Totally agree with you. And now we're at a point where, you know, again, one of the most pristine law enforcement organizations on the planet is nothing more than a, you know, third world strong arm.
Well, remember, this is, that was part of the Less goal, is to have Americans lose trust in our law enforcement agencies. Look what they did with BLM and the cops, the FBI, you know, the Supreme Court. Look at all the things they're doing. That's intentional. The left has all done this intentionally.
Yeah, and Grassley is demanding to see a report on what the Justice Department and the FBI have done so far to investigate this.
And that will be nothing.
Oh, if they even get anything.
Right.
You're being nice to them.
Right.
You know? No, this is just utterly amazing.
We truly live, I believe we truly live in the most corrupt government in the world at this point. We now have the most corrupt government.
I have to agree with you. I don't want to.
But we can't deny what's going on in this country. It's bad.
Well, I was never a conspiracy. You know this already. I was never a conspiracy type of person.
Yeah, me either. Nope.
And the more and more I see these things, the more and more I see these documents and hear what's being said, you have to sit there, scratch your head, and go, you know what? We are there. We've been there, apparently.
Yeah. And they just think Americans are stupid, and we'll just go along and, yep, nothing to see here. Move along.
Oh, no question about it. And we fall for it.
Well, we don't fall for it, but nobody does anything about it. Nobody
the
who's got the power
has
does
that.
Anything. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, it really does come down to people aren't properly educated. You know,
right.
Just watch the Mark Dice videos, and you'll throw up in your own mouth. It's just disgusting. All right, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more Kimberly Marin right after the break.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Over 40 million Americans are on alert for severe weather this week.
Citizens from Denver down to Dallas, as far east as Charlotte, North Carolina, may experience hail, winds up to 70 miles per hour, possible tornadoes. Some parts of the country, including Alabama and Georgia, have already been getting pummeled by a line of intense storms that's been pushing southeast. Friends and family members said goodbye Monday to a black mother of four allegedly shot to death by a white neighbor in Florida during a dispute involving her children. Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy at A.J. Owens' funeral.
Yes, we're angry, but we're not mad. We discipline our anger to get justice.
Susan Lawrence is charged with manslaughter, but Owens' family has begun a petition demanding the charge be upgraded to second-degree murder. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. I know I say it all the time because I mean it. Truly, the only way we win is if you get involved, you get engaged. But after you get informed, please. That would be really cool. Anyway, Kimberly Warren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, kind of kicking a weekend off. I mean, kicking a week off and getting rolling here. And I don't know, Kimberly, again, when we look at this stuff, we were talking about the Biden clan, their whole, what do you call it, what the FBI called
it in 2020. Enterprise.
Yeah, I mean, truly, the Biden mafia, I mean, let's just call it what it is, really.
That's the best way to describe it.
Yep. But, I mean, I said, and I don't know if you totally agree with me, but I think it's going to get to the point. I mean, you look at what Antifa is doing. You look at what happened here in California, and I think in another state where parents finally got up and they got violent with the Antifa people. I don't think that's going to be an isolated incident.
Well, if that's what it's going to take, I mean, that's what those people do. That's what BLM and Antifa did, has been doing this whole time, and most people didn't fight back. You know, and maybe that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, well, you know, again, we need to fight for our kids. And that doesn't mean you just sit there and say, please stop. You know, when we say fight for our kids, it doesn't anymore.
No.
You're exactly right.
Nope. They don't want to hear from parents. You saw how they treated parents, how the Union Street parents, especially of that skank, Randy Weingarten.
And then she claimed she didn't say it.
Oh, and the beautiful thing is it's easy to prove she did. Sweetheart, we have the video. We have the receipts of everything you've said.
Yeah, we have the interweb. I always joke the reason they want to control the interweb is strictly to get rid of stuff like that.
100%.
Yeah.
But besides shutting people down who disagree with Yeah, 100% though they want to get rid of all their freaking evidence.
Oh, yeah. I mean, heck, you could. I got 13 minutes of gas by that I put together by Joey B. And you get to the point where, you know, there's nothing they can do about it. You know?
No, there's because it's televised all over the world. It's not just it's not just like one person's video.
Yeah, right.
You know, you get that video, you download it. Anything good, you download.
No, I love this stuff. And again, I know I always get out there. I always pull it down really quick because I know it ain't going to last long.
Yeah.
You know, once somebody sees it up there, and it's a real difference. Yep.
Same with tweets. Like, if some tweet's really bad, I screenshot it, and then people end up deleting it. It's like, oh, sweetheart, is this you? I love those gotcha moments. Those are the best.
Well, tonight, you know, Newsom's going to be on Hannity. I can't wait to see that interview.
He is so gross. Please keep him. We don't want him. He is so disgusting of a human being. I can't.
Oh, he's totally in love with himself. He's totally full of himself.
Oh, my God.
People I know around him say that about him. I just love it. I think it's great because he comes off that way. Now he's talking about 28th Amendment, about your favorite issue. Did you hear about that?
28th Amendment?
He wants the 28th Amendment to counterman the 2A.
Yeah, he wants to change the Second Amendment. Good luck with that, buddy.
He's not even smart enough to count the votes he has. He's not even smart enough to figure out how long does something like that take. Look at where the states are at. Do you really think you're going to pull that off? Because most of the states you're talking about pulling it from have constitutional carry. Good luck.
Yeah, and it's been thanks to gun controllers like him who, ever since they started being really vocal about gun control, all these states, 26 states, have passed constitutional carry because all the people in the state, not the NRA, for you morons out there who think the NRA are the ones doing all this work, all the local people in each of these states are the ones who made these things pass. All of them.
Wow.
It wasn't some big money-funded lobbying group. The gun control crowd spends way more money on pushing stuff than any lobbyist organization for the Second Amendment could even dream of.
And they come up with, you know, phony stats or misleading stats. I'll even put it that way. It's just amazing. To me, it's just amazing. You know?
It is. And that's why they get mad when you call them out on it.
Oh, yeah. But this is why I keep telling people, you get informed before you get engaged, because when you start throwing stats
you
at them,
yeah,
real stats that you can back up, they're done. They don't know where to go.
Nope. They can't handle having a real discussion about it.
So somebody just sent me this while you were talking. Trump Attorney General William Barr reveals that he had intimate knowledge of the Biden-Ukraine FD 1023 form in the summer of 2020, but didn't tell the American. And the biggest part, the reason he didn't tell anybody, is that in an election cycle, there's kind of an unwritten rule that you don't go investigating these things. But they had this before, to your point. They had this before the election cycle.
Yep. Yes, they did.
Yeah. Just amazing. To your point, I do hope that some people, enough people see this, enough people start to believe this and understand how true it is and how evil they actually are.
Right.
That they won't allow this to allow this to happen, you know?
I hope so, too. Unfortunately, I don't have much faith. I hate to say that, but...
No, I don't. To a big degree, I don't blame you. It's just...
I mean, given what we saw during COVID and how the American people reacted, that was really bad. The entire country should have been out protesting the reaction to COVID. Every single person. And most people weren't. Most people didn't do anything. Most people just followed along.
You've said this before. I have to agree with you. You know, Trump was a big part of that problem.
He believed
the wrong people.
Yep.
You know, shutting the country down for 2 weeks. It should have been a 2-week solid end of discussion. That's it. I don't care what you guys come up with. But he didn't. He kept listening to the wrong people. He kept trusting the wrong people.
This is one of the problems I have with Trump, and he still doesn't admit he was wrong.
Yep.
The other problem I have with him.
I don't think he's ever admitted.
Can you imagine?
He's never done anything wrong. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like, you know, if Trump came out tomorrow and said, you know what, I should have brought more scientists at the table, people who are disagreeing, and really had a true discussion, including with Fauci and Birx. I should have had that discussion, and I should have followed along with what other people were saying. I mean, I'm not a scientist, Joe, but I did a ton of research, and I knew the right things that we should have done. So did a lot of people. It wasn't just me. So right. did scientists. But Trump didn't do it, and he's not saying that. So that's why I can't vote for him. Because yep. he won't admit that he was wrong. People died because he didn't, because he chose to listen to Fauci and not other voices that were saying what Fauci was doing was wrong. And he won't admit he was wrong.
Yeah. No, I hear you. It's one of the problems I have with him as well. But, yep. my issue, though, is who else is going to straighten out that mess in quick as quickly and as aggressively as he will.
Anybody could straighten out that mess as quickly and as aggressively if they have the right people. Remember, Trump had a lot of idiots in power, too, when he was in there.
I don't disagree.
You know, if we get somebody who can get good people in there, then they can straighten it out.
Well,
but, you know, I don't know who that is. I have no idea what's going to happen, but
I hope you're right. My attitude right now is that the only way we're going to get this country back is whoever gets elected as president, whether it's Trump, DeSantis, or whoever, has got to go in there with a whip and a baseball bat. If they don't go in there with a whip and a baseball bat, we're going to lose again.
They have to go in there like a bull in a china shop and just smash everything to pieces.
Yep.
That's exactly what they have to do. And it would be really great if they pulled a Calvin Coolidge and cut the federal government in half. I'm all for that.
Oh, I'm with you too. No. I'm definitely the same page as you.
So, but here's the
we
thing.
Don't need these people.
No. So here's the thing, though. Trump is taking too much air in the room. And that's what the left is doing on purpose. They're not. This trial isn't going to be over before the election. They're purposely going to drag it out, so he's still going to be under indictment while he's running for president. And that's all that people are going to be talking about. Notice, everybody's talking about Trump and, his reaction to the indictment and this and that. They're not talking about the other candidates, policy, how bad Biden is. No,
yeah,
everything's
no
all about Trump. The left wants him to win the primary because they figure he'll lose in the general, because they'll just slam
you
with bad stuff.
Gotta go. Got commercials. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously, be part of the solution. And again, get informed first. So you're not one of those nut jobs that really doesn't know what they're talking about, but sounds like, well, you sound like AOC. Don't do that. Not good. Anyway.
Nice comparison.
Well, isn't that? She sounds so authoritative when she speaks, and she hasn't got a clue.
Oh, she's probably one of the most clueless members of Congress, and there's a lot of clueless members of Congress.
Oh, yeah. When they do these interviews of the younger people after she speaks at an event, like, oh, she's so smart. You know, we need more like her in Congress. Like, no, actually, we don't.
No, actually, she's quite the moron. If you looked up the things she was saying, you'd realize she doesn't know what the heck she's talking about.
No, I love it. Just totally. Anyway, so today is an anniversary. I don't know if you know that, right? Today's an anniversary of Reagan's speech, right? When he asked Gorbachev to tear the wall down.
Tear down the wall, yeah.
And you remember the Democrats were losing their cotton-picking minds because the they said it was cowboy politics, and that they felt like all he was going to do was, you know, hurt the relationship, not help it. Take a listen.
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Perfect. And they went out of their minds. I think because honestly they knew what that did for him and the party as a whole. And man, they had no problem with it. Somebody was making money.
They didn't want the wall to be torn down. What the problem was?
Yeah, yeah. For them, but for them, for whatever reason, for them, it's something they want to keep going. They wanted to keep that war. They wanted to keep that Cold War going on because they can't make any money when everybody's at peace, can they?
Right.
You know, again, I love this stuff. I love the fact that over and over and over again. And you know, and the sad part about it is the only thing that history really beats up about this guy is the Iran-Contra situation.
The thing I don't like about Reagan is amnesty. He screwed us on that. Screwed us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he believed Congress. Oh, again. Yes, he trusted Congress. Would you ever trust Congress?
No. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
No.
Like he trusted them to keep their word, and why would you do that? No, yeah. Do the legislation first, then let me sign that legislation, then I'll do your amnesty. So that was one thing. But,
yeah. You passed an amnesty bill, you know, side by side. Get them on my desk, and we'll sign them accordingly. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I would have went for. That's like signing a contract, saying, "Oh yeah, sure, we'll do this. This is what we're going to give you for this contract, but we're not going to sign anything."
Yeah.
Nobody in the business world would do that ever.
No, I agree with you. That's the problem. A lot of people, you know, go into Congress, they go into the Senate, they go into the government with a business mindset. The only thing I'll say, I had the same idea. Thank God I was a project manager type, and I was able to go in and sit and listen. I think I told you probably the first 4 months I was on the board, I just shut up and listened. I watched how people interacted with each other, who got along, who didn't get along, who was putting up, you know, what for some of the policies that we were going to have. And then I started acting, and I started moving. And
right,
got more
then you
done,
find
you know?
Out what's going on, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, but it's always why I say to people, you know, get engaged, get informed first. It's not that easy when you walk in. You think you're going to go in there, and you're going to bring that common sense that you have to the table, and everybody's going to look at you and go, oh, my God, he's so smart. We should do what he says. No.
It takes a long time, usually, to get anything even passed.
Yep.
Just in your local, even. It takes a long time and a lot of effort to do all of that. That's I think, what a lot of people don't understand. Because so many people are, like, about instant gratification. And it's like, no, buddy, you got to work for it. I hate to break it to you, but that's how it happens.
Oh, even a school board to do a policy. Somebody comes up with an idea that we should allow or not allow certain flags on campus at certain times. We need to have some kind of flag policy. You write a couple out. You go back and forth with them. You argue about them over several weeks.
Exactly.
Right?
It's not an overnight thing. It takes a while.
Yep. You got to sit down and, you know, there's just so much to it, more than just snapping your fingers and getting it done. I had to get on a group of people today and said, look, you were beaten on one person on the city council. What's your problem? There's four other people there. He's already on your side. Why are you beating him up?
Ugh.
You know, you've seen that. You know how true that is.
Yes, I do.
So that's why I say, get informed. Show up at those meetings and beat up on the other four. Ask them why they're not supporting his resolution. Ask them why they're not involved in his, in what's happening.
Right, exactly.
You know, so
it's hard.
We are our worst enemy sometimes.
We are, for sure. And it's, like I said, it's if you're not involved in politics at all and haven't seen how it works, I mean, it is a bit of a shock when you first get involved. When you see how things are really done, it's like, whoa, that's really how this works? It's kind of gross. And it's different everywhere,
yep.
Obviously, right, in different states. But it is kind of gross.
Well, I joked with somebody to help run for office and win. She's been on there 4 months now, almost five.
Nice.
And we were talking about it, and I said, you're going to find something out. It's not for the kids.
Right.
Okay. She just started laughing. She goes, oh, come on. I said, no, it's not for the kids. So after she was on there 2 months, she's like, oh, my God, Joe, it's not for the kids.
Really? You're right.
No. It's all about the adults in the room, and they want the accolades. They want to be told how great they are. They want to get more money and more benefits. That's what it's about.
Always. And that's gross. But, I mean, in reality, that's the union job, right? For the teachers. It's not about the kids. So, that's what people have to realize, because the teachers will use that excuse. Oh, it's for the kids. It's for the kids. No, it's not. Why are you lying to us? We're not stupid. Yeah, maybe some parents might be not know any better, but other people aren't.
No, agree. Totally agree. So, all right, let's have some more fun. I got a couple of more stories. You know, you and I were talking last week about San Francisco and how beautiful it was. Right? What a great place it was to hang out and remind me a lot of Boston, like I said.
Yeah.
There is now another pandemic going on up there, and that is hotel owners giving the hotels back to the banks. They're actually walking away, handing the keys to the bank, basically, and saying, it's all yours. Good luck with it.
Seriously?
Seriously. And the biggest problem is that when, first of all, the city is trying to take over some of the rooms are totally destroyed by the homeless people.
The homeless, yeah.
Right? Some of them are migrants, illegal aliens coming in.
Yeah.
Leaving the vets on the streets. I hope you vets pay attention and understand this. When you go to vote and try to tell me why you vote for them who can't stand you. And so now what they've started to do, because some of these have, I'll say, gone into foreclosure or almost into foreclosure, they just hand over to the bank.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Westfield, Westfield firm or management firm, they just decided that they're giving the property back to the bank. They have a $558 million loan on it. Yeah, I mean, people don't realize this isn't like your home loan.
That's huge cash.
Right? It is huge cash. They don't see a way out. They don't see a way to fix anything. You know, they've been there for over 20 years. The losses they've taken over the last few years, the continued crime, the things the city's doing to them and the state, for that matter, that's it. They're done.
Wow.
You know, you've got lots of big companies moving out of California.
I just saw one... San Francisco, Old Navy flagship store gone. So half of the stores that were in San Francisco are now gone.
Wow. Yeah. And again, this is happening with more and more and more. The Hilton Hotel chain, they're handing two of them back to the bank.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yep.
Chains are handing them back?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. They can't do anything. You know,
because they're not allowed to, right?
Bingo. They can't throw anybody out. And then once the city gets in there, or the county for that matter, they're putting money into them. I mean, you're putting money to put people.
Tax dollars into them.
Yeah, anyway, okay, quick, tell people where they can find you.
GraniteGrant.com and ConservativeIND.
Yeah, and every week right here on Mondays, people. God bless. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up in the next couple of hours with me, your host.